wanted to play.
He had no care in the world.
Because he said, I only want to play for that team.
Hold on. Because that's
so, okay, how do you know?
I heard your words. I'm right
I said Watson.
If they would have lost.
I didn't guarantee the win, though.
Meanwhile, you got the Steelers there, so don't even bring your name up.
I'll give another example.
You misunderstand me. Not because
that's crazy.
You're saying that's me, nice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Jimmy does not have his hockey stick. I still haven't found it, Jimmy.
You got rid of it, Doug. It's plain and simple. You got rid of it.
Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need. Speaking of Unsolicited Role Models.
That was the one half of them.
J-Ram, what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Yo, it's beautiful out, boys.
Yes, sir.
Gonna make this show a half hour, 40 minutes, just so we can enjoy the weather today, go for a walk, whatever it may be. So
yeah,
let's
man.
Start. Free agency was crazy. Let's start with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Their new quarterback is Russell Wilson. I kind of don't like the move. I think they should have went for Kirk Cousins. But that's just me. Jimmy, as a Steelers fan, how do you feel about Russell Wilson coming over to the Steel City?
Yeah, like I just said, Kirk Cousins was too much money. We're paying Russell Wilson $1.2 million just to be there.
Yeah.
While Broncos is still paying him $35 million each year.
Exactly.
So for them, great pickup. Because they've been picking up other players and re-sign other players as well.
Yeah, crazy offseason so far. Saquon Barkley, the guy is a Philadelphia Eagle.
He's part of the ops. He's the op.
Yeah. Well, Giants shot themselves in the foot with that one.
Yeah, I'm happy for the guy. The thing is, we weren't loyal to him, so he left. I think a lot of us would have felt different if Barkley went to, like, Houston or whatever. But the fact that we got to play against him twice a year is what – it's a shitty feeling knowing we got to play against him.
I mean, Philly's just been making moves left and right.
Yep.
Yeah, they have made a lot of moves.
I mean, they signed Saquon. They bring back Gar Johnson in the mix. They signed another receiver. That whole team is going to be the favorites to win.
Yeah, Philly's looking scary.
Yeah, well, we'll see because there's still – plenty of signs still there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see on that one.
That tush push is looking real dangerous for next season.
Well, it depends who they have on center.
Yeah, their center is going to be the key.
Yeah. It depends who they grab anybody from a center or draft somebody.
Yeah, no one could replace Kelsey.
No.
Unless he pulls like a Brett Favre and comes out of retirement at Tom Brady, you never know. I highly doubt it, but you never know.
I highly doubt it for his position. It's very –
yeah.
Yeah. It takes a lot. It takes a huge toll on the body.
So who we say was the winner and the loser of the free agency? I think if the winner has to be the Atlanta Falcons getting Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, man. In the words of Cam Newton, he's like, damn, fuck, who's his agent?
Yeah.
Because
all that money?
Yeah, that's insane. I get it. I mean – go after the bag, cool, but the Falcons, I feel like, gave up way too much money for him because Cousins is coming off an injury.
Yeah, you don't know what's going to – you don't know how long he's going to play.
Yeah. So I feel like they gave away too much. Same thing with Ridley going to the Titans. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was worth it. Like, don't get me wrong. Cousins is very underrated. And
he is.
He's always having, like low-key MVP caliber seasons. He's always
yeah.
like on the low end, like top five, but on the maybe five, six.
Yeah, and he was having a great year too before he got hurt.
Yeah,
because they had a chance to sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah, so you really never know with Atlanta now with Kirk.
Well, I mean, yeah, especially Atlanta. I mean, they got freaking Mooney from Detroit over Denver. Nah, the Bears over there. Excuse me,
from the Bears.
Mm-hmm. From the Bears, still have a young core, and the offensive line's still decently.
You still got Kyle Pitts over there.
Yeah, and in that division, you never know.
That division is very, very wide open.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa only won at 9-8, so it's not like, boys, it's not over for them.
They were 8-9. They were 9-8. They were 8-9, I think.
Oh, Atlanta. Tampa
was only 8-9, I think.
Wow. So I thought they were 9-8 and the rest was like 8-9.
I have to look at their record, but I thought they were 8-9.
Yeah, either way, it was a bad division, so.
Yeah.
Well, how about those Baltimore Ravens getting Derrick Henry?
Yeah, that was insane. Like, to me, that was very unexpected. I did not expect that at all. I expected Henry to go to either the Texans or the Cowboys, if anything.
Like, is that going to take Baltimore to the next level and get over the hump? I think so.
No. What receivers?
Well, they let go of OBJ. So
what receivers?
They still got Bateman.
Bateman's nothing. Bateman showed last year. He's nothing.
Jimmy, chill. They got Duvernay. They got Bateman.
Duvernay?
They went 13-4 last year.
Flowers.
Yeah, because their defense carried them.
Zay Flowers? Come on now.
Zay Flowers is the only one I would say. And Mark Andrews, and that's really it. You need a good receiving core to help balance that run game.
Do the Chiefs have a good receiving core besides Travis Kelce?
And Rice?
That's what I'm saying. Lamar does.
But they stepped up in the playoffs.
Pacheco played really good.
No one thought Rice was going to step up in the playoffs. What if Flowers has a great game in the playoffs next year? You don't know.
He didn't have a great game. He freaking fumbled the ball and taught.
That was one game. In the playoffs.
Rice, 2 years in a row, once went to the Super Bowl.
But first time in the playoffs for Flowers.
Yeah, but Rice, you're saying you're comparing to Rice. Rice been there twice and didn't act like that.
He had a good quarterback in Patrick Mahomes.
And a good quarterback in Lamar Jackson.
Okay, but now they could with Henry, all the pressure will be off of Jackson, realistically.
Yeah, but then you're going to need receivers.
That fumble was also, like, it's not really his fault. In a way, yes, it is. You could say he's just taking accountability because he went for a dive, but he's mid-air. He got hit mid-air. It's so easy to lose the ball mid-air.
But the penalty that he had, that he caused, it was 15 yards. They only needed a couple yards getting the end zone where they were. That changes the play. That changes the whole dynamic of that play.
Yeah, the taunting. He should never have done that.
Yeah, that 15 yards.
But maybe he'll learn. Maybe he'll learn from that.
But for Baltimore, it's a great pickup. But you also got to learn, you're also in a division where they, in the AFC North, where they are hard-hitting, run-stopping defense.
Yeah.
That's going to be the problem. And you got to play them twice.
That's a tough division.
You're going to need to throw the ball to let it rip.
I don't know anymore. Like, Browns are always good on paper. Always. For, like, the past 4 years, they've been... they're going to be on top or close to it.
Yeah, and they get first-round exits.
They end up
still over 500.
Yeah, they've been consistent, but I think...
They're still over 500.
I think getting rid of Baker was the mistake.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson's not bad, but he has not proven...
Deshaun Watson is overrated.
And also the Bengals, too, Doug. Like the
offseason
is fucking insane.
And if they get Justin Jefferson, watch out for those Bengals.
Nah, they're not getting JJ. Get the fuck out of here.
They had to worry about the offensive line and now running back.
It's crazy that also AJ Green wants out of there too.
Yeah,
who?
Higgins wants to. He got afraid. That's like no. He wants to be out of there.
I mean Higgins.
Yeah, I was gonna say AJ Green's passed.
Yeah, he's out. I mean Higgins.
Green is way over. He's out, I think, in Arizona. I don't even know.
Yeah, he's in Arizona right now.
But, yeah, interesting offseason. It's going to be an interesting season. But the one move that I found very interesting happened today. Desmond Ridder was traded to the Arizona Cardinals. So it makes you wonder if it's just insurance for Murray or if there's still issues going on with Kyler Murray in the locker room.
It's just insurance, I believe. It's just a backup for Murray. Murray's still going to be starting. I just don't think the Cardinals want to move on from Murray. But they want to do it the right way. They don't want to just go for anybody. And Ridder, he didn't look too bad. It was his first season, so.
Yeah, he wasn't too bad in Atlanta.
And Falcons get another receiver. They got more now.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of good teams that won, but there's also a lot of teams that lost. And, Jonathan, who would you say was a loser for the free agency so far?
Giants.
The Giants.
You lost Barkley, bro, and you're about to lose Daniel Jones.
We're not losing Daniel Jones.
We lost McKinley or the corner.
I wouldn't say we lost Jones.
You're about to replace him, rather. Not lose him.
There's definitely quarterback competition between him and Drew Lock, which I love the Drew Lock move because he could have had a lot of potential within Denver, but Denver screwed it up. So I like having Drew Lock as a backup, and it's going to be interesting to see who our starting quarterback is.
Yeah, he's we'll see.
I don't know, because you have not done anything to ensure that line. The only thing you've done is try to get a defense, and that.
Well, we brought in John Runyon Jr.
Who?
He used to play for Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. John Runyon Jr.
Is that one player is going to change the whole dynamic of that team?
No, but we fixed our defense. It's not like I wouldn't say we lost it.
Yeah,
that,
but you're all.
I wouldn't say we lost the off season because that we brought in Brian Burns, and that's huge. Start with the if Joe Shane and Brian Daboll's message is to start with the defense, we'll worry about the offense later. Then fine. You need a good defense.
Who would you say lost the offensive season, Doug?
What would I say about our grade for free agency? I'd give us a C.
All right, who do you think is the worst? Who do you think had the worst offseason?
Honestly,
so far with these moves that happened.
Honestly, I say the Dallas Cowboys.
I was going with that too because they only made one decent move, and that was
they lost Tony Pollard.
Yeah.
So. If they went out and got like a Derrick Henry or another running back, I would say their run game would be good. But I don't like where the Cowboys are going. And that's not me. That's not me as a Giant fan saying that. That's me as seeing what they've done so far.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, the only signing they really done was Kendricks, and that's really it.
Yeah, or their extra snapper, whatever it's called. The long snapper.
You hear about Debo?
Yeah, he changed his number.
And him possibly getting traded to the Ravens?
No, that I did not hear.
I don't know about that. I mean, that would change the dynamic of that team.
It's reported. It's reported. So it could be just rumors being spread around, but it's reported that.
Yeah, but Baltimore gave up a lot just for them to have him.
Yeah, because I did not hear that.
Yeah,
because he's still in a contract, so they would have to trade him.
Yeah, it will be a trade.
Yeah, and it depends what they had to give up.
They would give up a decent amount for him.
Yeah, because that would be a lot.
Like half their defense.
That would be a lot.
I mean, even Baltimore lost some of their defensive players too.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they get Debo, right, and all they give up is maybe a top player on the defense, one maybe. And then picks. That's it. And then they go for a bunch of picks.
I don't know. So who wants to get riled up?
Oh, God, here we go.
What do you got?
No, I'm just saying. I noticed no one gets riled up when Dave's not here. This seems like a nice, calm, laid-back show.
No, I think it depends because Dave doesn't get riled up like that either sometimes.
Well, yeah, it depends what you bring up.
It depends what we're talking about.
And we're mostly like recapping everything that's been going on. So it's really not like a hot take to discuss.
Yeah. What else do you think about? So who's your number one? Who would you give the highest grade?
Atlanta Falcons. I say they get like an A plus or A minus.
I'll give them an A minus.
I'll give them, I probably just an A.
Or it, yeah. No, I'll give them.
I would say I think the team that surprised a lot of people was probably the Commanders. They he made some good moves.
They did.
And then at the number 2 draft pick to pick up a quarterback.
Yeah.
They're sure that their team's going to be good for the next couple of years.
Yeah, I really feel like Justin Fields is not going anywhere. We have plenty of time, but I don't see him being moved. I really don't.
No, because there's a couple teams still viable open for the pickups.
No, but what would you give up at this point? What would you give up?
The only team that really would give up something is now Minnesota, because now they need a quarterback.
Minnesota does need a quarterback, unless they believe that Sam Darnold is going to be this franchise-changing quarterback. I don't see it happening.
Darnold's in Minnesota now?
Yeah, he signed a deal.
Mm. Yeah, he signed like a 2-year deal.
It's him and Nick Mullins, so we'll see.
Yeah. But my thing is, though, like, I feel like Minnesota, like, they picked up some good players, but also got rid of a lot of players.
Yeah.
Like, D'Lo Hunter went to Texans, which I told you what Texans was going to do. I told you they were going to get sure up the defense and everything.
Yeah, but they did sign Aaron Jones, who was a great running back in Green Bay.
Yeah, but he got too injury prone.
Dude, and speaking of Green Bay, they were, I'll probably say they're close second to the Falcons and with the offseason.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs, they signed the corner from the Giants.
Yep.
They signed a couple linemen.
Yep. They made some good moves. They're building around Jordan Love. They made some
excellent moves on their half.
So we do have to talk to the New York Jets. And you're going to say I'm getting political, but I'm not. It's reported that RFK Jr. is considering Aaron Rodgers as his vice president on the independent ticket.
Who said that?
Dave sent Dave sent us the message.
His football career?
No, because that's this year that RFK is running on the independent ticket. So let's say Rodgers does take this offer, and you have the election in November. The season starts in September. What happens to the New York Jets quarterback position?
He probably still plays.
And they're trying to figure that out, I think.
Yeah, I mean, he's still going to play. He's still on a contract.
Yeah, he's still gonna play.
Announced his retirement, which I highly doubt it.
But they're shopping him around.
They could do that.
They're shopping Wilson around.
Because someone made a point on one of the pages that it's always about Rodgers. It's about him. And I kind of agree with them on that.
It's also New York media, Doug. So they're going to amplify everything.
But why would Rodgers even consider that?
Why wouldn't he? If he wants to, if that's the road he wants to take.
Yeah, but is he a team player or not?
You see, I don't like that. Oh, is it team? Like, he's not allowed to express that, vice presidency would be pretty cool.
Yeah, well, he can do whatever he wants. That's what
I know
wants.
That, but not during the NFL season.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
I disagree with it.
So why, you're not giving an example. You disagree with it, but why is the reason not?
Because he's under contract right now. He's under contract to play for the Jets.
Yeah, right. But what you don't understand is even if RKJ were to win, that doesn't take place until January.
January 25 is when there's a new president.
Yeah.
Yeah, so literally if that happens.
Well, the Jets won't even be playing football in January, so it won't matter.
Damn.
Maybe not.
Maybe they'll be playing in February.
They won't be.
You never know.
I know the Giants won't be.
Or the Bengals.
You don't know that.
Or the Bengals, bro. That's a double whammy for you because both teams look like they're trying to rebuild or
the Bengals are not rebuilding. Why do we keep saying the Bengals are rebuilding?
You know what? You know what it is.
I didn't say rebuild.
I said rebuild because I feel like they're going to head there. Why? I don't think the players are.
But you still have Joe Burrow. You still have these top players.
Yes, and that says a lot when a wide receiver wants to leave.
You still got Jamar Chase.
Doug, do you hear what I just said? It says a lot when a wide receiver, one of your receivers wants to leave when you have a really good quarterback there. It says a lot to me anyway.
So?
He doesn't believe Joe Burrow is that guy. Number
he
one.
Never said that. He never said that.
He never said that, but it looks like that's what it looks like. Or
maybe two, they're not paying the guy.
Or two, they're not paying.
Ever
him.
Think of that?
Or three, he's not getting enough targets. The targets that he wants.
All right. When you have Jamar Chase, you're going to go to Jamar Chase.
Doesn't matter. You got to spread the ball around, bro. Yeah, but a good quarterback spreads the ball around.
Yeah, well, it's going to be like just Jamar Chase, and that's it. Because what else are you going to have on that team? If he can leaves, it's just Jamar Chase.
And how has that worked out? Look at Rodgers with Devontae Adams. It can get you somewhere, you're sure. Or Kirk Cousins with Jeddah.
It can get you far enough.
Yeah, it can't get you where you want to go, though.
It gets Patrick Mahomes places.
Nah, he has good receivers. He always finds receivers. Man, like
Travis Kelce is his only option.
Yeah, so when Hill was there, he had Tyreek Hill and Kelce.
And Travis Kelce has been his only option. He made these other receivers great. Come on. Realistically, he made these other receivers great.
Mahomes or Kelce?
Mahomes. You're going to tell me Daniel Jones will have the same success with Isaiah Pacheco or Rice? No.
But so you're saying it's all Mahomes with Kelce? Nah. Kelce was already good before Mahomes got there.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Guess he was.
He came in 14. He was 3 years in.
Kelce had Alex Smith there. Alex Smith was a bum. Look what happened.
Alex Smith made them relevant. Huh? Alex Smith made the Chiefs relevant before Mahomes got there.
Right. But then Kelce was also the namesake there.
He wasn't. Look up his numbers to start his career.
He has like 8 seasons or 9 seasons.
Alex Smith being there.
How many seasons? He had the record this past season. How many seasons did he have with the streak with 1,000 yard seasons? What is it, 9?
13?
Something
or
like
actually
that.
13. So that means way before.
Yeah, so he was already productive way before that.
Mahomes only got 6 seasons in the league. Come on, Doug.
Yeah.
Come on.
Kelce's been in the league for 13 seasons.
He hasn't been in the league for that long.
Yes, he has.
Come on.
Yeah, Kelce was considering retirement.
Yeah, he's like a couple years behind his brother.
Yeah, he was considering retirement.
Yeah, like literally, he's only a couple years behind his brother.
Well, I don't know about considering, but on their podcast, it did come up. Like, oh, he said, oh, I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I think the plan was for him to retire his brother, but I think now there's different goals in place.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they want to get that. They want that three-peat.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the division's going to be a little tougher now.
Yeah, because I think the Chargers are going to be on the up and run.
Or in the Raiders, because Raiders made some good pickups, too.
Yeah, I like Gardner going over there as their quarterback.
Nah, we'll see. It's going to be good. And they also have to have a harder schedule, too. So we'll see. We'll see on that. It's going to be interesting for them. I mean, can they do it? Absolutely. I wouldn't doubt that. But it's harder to do a three-peat because no one has really done it.
No one's done it before in the National Football League.
Yeah, and it's hard to get there, especially like there's going to be teams that are going to be more hungrier than them because they're just going to be in cruise control.
All right, so again, if you're just joining us, this is Dougie and the Boys, which is brought to you by Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and I just want to bring up a quick point. Even though that David Mendoza has not joined us for the show today, I still want to bring up the point because Garrett Cole is going down to injury and will be out 1 to 2 months. I don't know why Jonathan laughed about an injury, but we're going to take a quick commercial break. Must be nice.
This guy.
Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
Yeah, Jimmy's the
idiot. He assists a game. No matter how many games.
36 games.
And the All-Star break, and now a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? Now, 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
Going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Because that's not what Rodgers said. Rodgers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter. I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh, God, how do I stop this? So
well, look at that water behind me, James. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, you are listening to the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need. So Gerrit Cole is going to miss 1 to 2 months of the New York Yankees baseball season, which is going to slow down their chances to start the year. So... But my point is not about the Yankees. So let's bring this up. Man, so Jacob DeGrom, Gerrit Cole, Sandy Alcantara, Justin Verlander, Max Scherzer, Shane McClanahan, Cody Senga, Walker Buehler, Clayton Kershaw, Brandon Woodruff, Kyle Bradish, Lucas Giolito are all out for at least the beginning, if not more, of 2024 season. Why is that? Why are these top name pitchers getting hurt?
Who knows? I mean, it could be off the field stuff that could trigger it, or it could definitely be on the field stuff that strains them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's also like the load management.
Yeah, is it that everyone trying to hit 90?
Yeah,
it could be, and to put too much strain on their bodies.
Yep, like you don't have to do 90 on every fucking pitch. Well, obviously you don't do that on every pitch, but well, for the most part, there's some pitches where the ball goes a little slower, but it's just I don't know.
Workload?
Probably workload.
It could be. Who knows?
But it makes no sense. Back in the day, these pitchers used to go 7, 8, 9 innings. Some of them used to throw complete games. And now you barely see that.
Yeah, you barely see that now. So if anything, there should be less injuries. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It has to be something off the feet, off the mound, and then off the field, and if not, then it may be supplements they're taking nowadays, because you never know.
It could be, their health could be. I mean, I'll say this. Verlander, Scherzer, DeGrom, they're all older, so they're going to be more prone.
Yeah, they're over 35.
But you know the what younger it is? Ones, I do question a little bit.
Yeah. I think it's also exercise. A lot of them, they don't really, like, they do just enough to be in shape. Some of these pitchers don't even look at all in shape or are in shape. Mm-hmm. They just have a good arm, and that's what gets them there.
Yeah.
Is it like lack of nutrition, lack of protein? It's weird.
It could just like John had said, they could just not work out through the whole. Because I mean, they're off for like what, 5 months?
Yeah, and then every 5 days. For the starters?
And they're not really working on their body. They're only working on their arm. That's it.
Yeah, because a lot of, you hear most of, it's normally the big name pitcher that goes down to injury. You don't really hear of these hitters going down. I mean, maybe they tweak something here and there, but not where they're out long period of time where they need that major surgery. Like for pitchers, it's the Tommy John surgery. You don't hear that with baseball, the batters.
No.
Who Well, because they always stay in safe because they actually have to run the goddamn bases.
Yeah.
Ever since they took the pitcher has to hit out, that's when I think they stopped doing half the stuff.
Yeah, because they're not building muscles around the joints, which is going to protect them. Maybe they're not flexible enough. Because stretching is a key too.
Because at least with the batters, they're always in decent shape because they have to run the freaking the bases.
Yeah, now that Jamie makes up that point, I noticed that pitchers didn't really get hurt like this like they do.
No,
now they do.
That's
how I've been seeing it ever since they took the pitch. Them running, they haven't, like John, to John's point, they haven't been in exercising. They only work on their arm and that's it, and their hand strength, and that's it. They work out probably now.
Yeah, they just every 5 days they just do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, they literally just sit there and wait till they get their rotation in.
Exactly, and now since their rotation is only the fucking next
look at a perfect example is freaking what's his name, Ohtani. Ohtani used to be both. He used to be pitching and be on the bat. Why that he was such in good shape, and I mean, he rarely got hurt, but now it's all his arm hurt.
That's another name I forgot to mention, Shohei Ohtani.
Because he's still physically, like, he can hit a bat and everything,
but he just can't throw the ball. Yeah.
So it could be tribute to him just working out certain things and not working out the whole body.
Could be. That's an interesting topic to bring up.
What is it? The drugstore. So, we'll see. We'll see how, when they come back, how they feel. Because maybe their nutritionist tell them, hey, you need to, like, work out all this or you're going to be more hurt again. Who knows?
Yeah, time will tell.
Yeah, time will tell.
All right, boys, it's been a pleasure. This was a good episode. I just wanted to cover football, a little baseball talk. I did send you guys an invite for our pools, our March Madness pool. Did you guys get it?
I got it. I
got it.
All right, so we'll make a bracket, and then we'll go over it on Thursday, next Thursday. Maybe we'll do it in person. We'll see. And if it's virtual, well, I'll still post it. I'll still share the screen as we do the episode. But that's all we really had to cover today. Free agency, some baseball talk, beautiful weather. I can't wait to do these shows outside. It's going to be fun. Jonathan did bring up a point to me, though, Jimmy, that I think I should bring up.
Okay.
So I brought up to him, would he be able to do in-person shows? And he said after work. So once we start doing the in-person shows, we're probably going to go back to the 3 o'clock time slot. Just like when he's done with work, he can just come straight here.
I mean, he gets off at 2, so it makes sense.
Yeah, it would make sense to do the show around 3 o'clock, even like 2:45, unless he has to stay with his kids, then we'll stay virtual. But
I mean, it's also with Dave too, with that whole shebang.
Yeah. You know,
don't forget,
he actually goes home and makes sure the kids get home.
Yeah, well, don't forget, once the summer comes, he doesn't have to worry about picking up his kids.
Oh, true. Yeah, true.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so that will be the plan for the time being moving forward. Before we go, any prediction for 2024? What we got in the next few months, baseball-wise, football-wise, could be a big trade. Jonathan, you go first.
Football-wise?
Anything. Football, baseball, big trade.
I'm looking for the Seahawks to get a QB. Maybe Sam Howell.
Hey, you never know.
That's not bad. That's not a bad pick.
Maybe Sam Howell from Commanders.
Oh, because he's only been in the league for what, 2 years, hasn't he? So I mean.
Yeah, and then they need a backup because they still have Smith, they lost Locke.
We'll see. Gino's going to be either hit or miss anyway.
Yeah, you don't know what you're going to get from Gino.
Yeah, he had a good. I mean, he had a decent season last year too, but it's just
Sam had a really good
team around him.
Yeah,
yeah.
Especially the defense can't help him.
All right, Jimmy, what you got?
Oof, I don't freaking know. Yeah, I really don't know. I mean, I'll just say maybe the Mets make a run.
Mets make a run?
All right, makes sense. For me, I could see Evan Longoria retiring if he don't get picked up.
Are you going to tear up?
It's going to
kill. He's already tearing up now.
Nah. Yo, he choked up.
No, I was messing with you guys. It would suck to see him not play again, but I understand his point of view.
But yo, Doug.
A lot of guys didn't get picked up, so.
Doug. Check ESPN.
Uh-oh.
Yes. No,
look at what just happened with the Seahawks.
No way.
No way. Hold on. Let me see.
No way. You just
look at what just happened with the Seahawks.
No way. Bro. I got to look at this after.
Wait, hold on.
Look at what just happened. I just got an alert. You don't get alerts?
Hold on.
He probably has it off.
I don't see anything. All right, ESPN.
Or Bleacher Report, wherever you get your news.
It's what Dave said in the chat, isn't it?
Are we breaking something live on the show? Let's see. What sport?
Football. Yeah, it's Seattle.
All right, let's see news.
If you go on, let me see. All right, so since you can't pull it up.
Hold on, I don't see anything up here. Let me go on X. All right, let's see. Seahawks. Seven minutes ago, Commanders are sending last year's starter Sam Howell to the Seahawks.
No way you just called that.
In a pick swap. There's no way you called that.
There's no way you just called that.
Dude. Isn't that crazy?
7 minutes ago.
Did you look it up? And now you brought it up, you bastard.
This is, yeah, you. I was on camera.
I was on camera. I would have been off camera.
No, because that was. That was 7 minutes ago. You said that like 3-4 minutes ago.
Yeah, and you would have saw flash screen and everything.
Yeah.
Yo, Doug, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. All right.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, but Bleacher Report has it 3 minutes ago, so who knows?
Yeah, they're all different. Adam Schefter always gets it early though. Anyway, he gets it like on the nose.
All right, I'll give Jonathan credit just to boost his ego.
Boost his ego,
Jonathan.
I mean, it's not a bad trade.
No, it's a good move for Seattle, so.
Yeah, Seattle's making good moves, too.
So, it's going to be an interesting season for sure.
A lot of jersey numbers changed.
I know.
A lot of everything changing.
And you know what that means? A lot of jerseys will be on sale.
Well, I guess so. Because lost Jonathan.
We'll see which one goes into my closet next.
Oh, God.
We'll see. All right, as always, this has been the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. Dougie and the Boys is brought to you by Unsolicited Role Models, the role models you may not want, but you may just need. As always, I'm Doug Strava. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.